The views and opinions expressed on TalkBack are not those of the staff, management, or advertisers.
This is the Montana News Network's TalkBack. Join the conversation at 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309 with producer Nick Christensen and your host, Peter Christian.
Good morning, everybody. Good to have you along on this Wednesday, May 20th, 2026, this edition of TalkBack. And TalkBack, of course, on the Montana Talks Radio Network. We're thrilled to have you with us this morning. And we are introducing, perhaps to folks who haven't met Walt yet, our resident CPA is joining us on the phone. But a couple times a month, Walt is on with us with Elevated Tax and Accounting. And if there's a question out there about taxes or whatever that Walt hasn't heard, it hasn't been asked. So, Walt, good morning, sir, and welcome back.
Well, good morning. Yeah, it's good to be back. It feels like an extra long vacation.
Well, what have you been up to, sir?
Well, we went with my lovely bride. We went to the East Coast and visiting various towns where her lineage used to live, and went and visited their graves and all that stuff. And
wow.
Got to go. We had a friend take us through the Library of Congress. And you want to talk about a most impressive building. If you do go to Washington, D.C., I would put that Jefferson building of the Library of Congress as a number one priority to see. And there's also a new Smithsonian museum on Native Americans, which is excellent as well.
Well, I remember back when I was a little kid, I was in the fifth grade, and we lived in Alexandria, Virginia, and we would go into the city, into Washington, D.C., and it just happened to be 1963 when President Kennedy was killed. And so we drove in. We weren't able to see what happened coming down from the White House, but we did have a chance to see the city on that day, and it was very moving.
Oh yeah. Oh, a couple other notable things. There's many that were on our trip, but went to the John Wayne Museum in Iowa.
Cool.
And the Norman Rockwell Museum in the western edge of Massachusetts. Both excellent places to visit. And, the purpose of our trip was to experience Americana, and we did. And Norman Rockwell's a good illustrator of that.
Well, it was so, you know what, when you grew up with the Saturday Evening Post, right, as I did when I was younger, there was always a monthly cartoon there, a drawing from him, and it was always sometimes it was funny, sometimes it was very moving, but yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, he's got an excellent one on free speech, and that came out of a Franklin Roosevelt speech where he talked about four essential freedoms that we enjoy in this country. Well, so he illustrated those four freedoms.
And what are they? Just quickly, we have about a minute left before we have to take a break.
Oh, okay. Well, the first one, the biggest one, is freedom of speech. And I wasn't prepared to go into this.
That's all right.
But it's a picture of a fellow speaking at a town hall meeting.
Right.
And the meeting was about, he was in the minority, but he was able to express his opinion. He was a farmer.
Wow.
And a school burnt down, and the purpose of the meeting was to pass a bond issue to pay for a new school.
Wow.
So it's just a beautiful portrait of, not portrait, but illustration of a person getting their right to speak.
Absolutely. Walt, we're coming up against a break, and the phone lines are already lighting up for you, sir, for Walt Kira, our resident CPA with Elevated Tax and Accounting. So we're going to come right back after this quick timeout, and the phone lines are open at 1-800-568-5309 or 406-721-1290. We're going to come right back after this quick timeout.
You've just had an...
Our weather hasn't been living up to its original billing this week, but don't give up yet because the holiday weekend forecast is starting to look perfect. For Wednesday, some rain and thunderstorms throughout the day with a chance of rain tapering off around midnight. Highs in the mid-60s with that chance of rain around 70 to 90%. Then clearing off and becoming mostly sunny Thursday with highs in the upper 60s. Plenty of sunshine, a few clouds at times Friday through Sunday with highs climbing back into the low 80s. With your Town Square weather forecast, I'm Dennis Bragg.
Hey, welcome back to Talk Back, everybody. Good to have you along. Peter Christian here, Nick Christensen producing Talk Back, taking your phone calls. And our guest on the phone, one of our favorite guests, almost a co-host sometimes, Walt Kiro with Elevated Tax and Accounting. And folks are already lined up to talk with you, sir. And Chad, you're first. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Chad.
Morning, gents. Morning, Walt. So I've got a real estate and capital gains tax question for you. I know if you sell a house and you make, make a bunch of money on it, you get up to a $250,000 exemption if you file single.
Yes,
is that correct?
Yeah, the exemptions. Technically, I'll just go into it. It's an exclusion, but
if you sell
the house and it's your personal residence and you meet the 2 out of 5 year test, then you can do the $250,000 quote gain exclusion, not sale price, but gain exclusion. So yeah,
right. I made $310 off the sale of my house, so I get to exclude $250 out of that, leaving me taxable capital gain of $60K.
Yeah, but you also get are you including the selling costs when you sold the house? Because you get to include that in your cost basis.
Okay, so selling costs can be okay. Well, it won't take much off of that, I guess. I didn't know that.
Yeah, both when you buy the property and when you sell, those purchase and sale costs are you get to include in your deductible items.
Okay, cool. So I can take some of that off there, and that'll bring some off. But I have another question then about the capital gains tax brackets. Do I get to, because I will be paying some tax on it, does this now fall into those capital gains tax brackets where a single filer who had a long-term asset, like my house that I lived in for 10 years, it's like $49,900 is the deduction before I owe anything. Do you get to do that with real estate, or is that for everything else?
Yep. Yeah, you get to do it because it's a capital gain, and all capital gains and qualifying dividends get that treatment. So,
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, on your house, in the 10 years you owned it, if you made improvements, you know, like you put in a fence or a well or did a major improvement, like remodeled the kitchen or the bath, you can add that to your basis, and that'll reduce your gain as well.
Oh, yeah, I did a bunch of that stuff. Okay, so sounds like I may be able to slip right in and not end up owing anything.
That's right, Chad. Yeah, this is what I describe. I like to pretend I'm a grizzly bear and I'm rooting around a stump and I'm looking for bugs. And so I'm rooting around for deductions on that sale. So just keep that in mind.
Yes, sir. Well, you've made me very excited. So I'll go tell my wife and we'll be like, okay, this is going to work. All right. Thank you guys very much.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, you bet. Good luck, Chad.
Appreciate it, sir. And Bob is up next. Bob, good morning, sir. You're on TalkBack. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Bob. Yeah, well, good morning to you. Had a client call yesterday and files jointly, and he said, well, what I've recently heard about a widow's tax. And I said, I know nothing about that. I've heard about it. Could you explain what a widow's tax is and why may it have some impact?
Well, widow's tax, if it's relating, and I'm going to assume it's relating to income tax and not estate or gift taxes, is if you have if you're a married couple and your spouse dies, in the year of death, you get to file a joint return. But the subsequent years, unless you remarry, you have to file a single. And, you know, that's where the quote widow's tax would come in, is you no longer get to file jointly using joint rates and all the benefits that go with married filing joint. That's the only thing I can conjure up in my head regarding a widow's tax.
Well, that makes some sense. And as an aside, you were in Western Massachusetts in an iconic mountain range, the Berkshires, which is pretty stunning part of the East Coast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of beautiful things. And, you know, you take a look at the state of New York, and there's New York City. But you get to upstate New York, and it's a huge, big, beautiful state. It's
yep. Well, I'm glad you got to see it all. And, as always, appreciate your information. Take care.
Thanks for the call, Bob. We appreciate that. And we don't quite have enough time to take a call and get the answer from Walt Kiro. So Walt's going to be with us all the way till 10 o'clock this morning, by the way. So if you have a question or comment about taxes and your own taxes, maybe a question, maybe you got a form in the mail you don't quite recognize and would like to find out just exactly what it is, federal or state, that's what Walt does for a living every single day with Elevated Tax and Accounting. So we would appreciate your phone calls. We already have Catherine who's waiting, and she'll be up first when we come back from the break. But we have several other phone lines to be filled. If you have a question or a tax question, just give us a call. Walt Kiro is here to answer those questions for you. And so the phone numbers, by the way, are 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. It's always a pleasure to have Walt on. He's usually on a couple times a month. And no better tax resource source than Walt Kiro. And, of course, he's with Elevated Tax and Accounting. We hope you'll stay with us, and we've got more of Talk Back coming up here in just a few minutes. I was just looking at the phone bank, and Catherine is the only caller that's waiting, so we have lots of room there for you. And, again, that's 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. I'm Peter Christian, Nick Christensen, taking your phone calls this morning here on Talk Back. So please stay with us. We'll be back with more with Walt Kiro when we return right after this quick timeout. Montana weather.
Life is full of moments, from first steps, first loves, moments that make life special. A life can also bring us difficult and disruptive moments like a cancer diagnosis, which is why the groundbreaking work of Stand Up to Cancer is so vital. They know the problem of cancer won't be solved by one doctor, one lab, or one hospital. It takes collaboration. That's why Stand Up to Cancer brings together top minds from different fields to find new and better treatments so patients can thrive. So when it matters, we can all show up for moments of a lifetime. Please join Stand Up to Cancer and Myrtle Beach to help families get back to where they belong, making new memories for years to come. Please go to standuptocancer.org to see how you can join the mission.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down. A blinding eye disease attempted to force me away from doing what I was born to do.
But it cannot stop me. I have the tools.
I will keep moving forward.
pushing past the limits of this disability.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Loss of sight won't blind our vision. Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
We are so glad that you have joined us for this Wednesday edition of Talk Back. I'm Peter Christian, Nick Christensen, taking your phone calls this morning. Walt Kiro is our featured guest this morning. Walt Kiro with Elevated Tax and Accounting. And Catherine has been waiting to visit with you. So, Catherine, go ahead, please.
Good morning.
Catherine.
Hi. So how long does it usually take to receive a refund from the federal government if it is electronically sent, you know, the tax return? What's the common number of weeks?
Oh, okay. The regular turnaround these days is anywhere from 10 to 21 days. So 10 days to 3 weeks is the typical turnaround time. And the state is usually in the same time frame. Although this year I've been hearing some kickback that the state is being a little slower than normal. And in fact, there's something going on at the Department of Revenue I'm not aware of yet. I'm just getting initial reports that there's a backlog, but I'll hopefully find out on that.
Okay.
But if you haven't gotten them, you better start doing a search. And I hate to say it, but the easiest way is to do a phone call. Be prepared to do some homework while you're waiting to get somebody to pick up the line, though.
I was wondering. I was going to call my accountant to find out what they think because this is how long has it been? It was sent in the 13th of April, so yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. The other thing, what you can do with your accountant is, if you were my client, I go into the software and I can look and find out the date that the return was sent to the IRS in the state of Montana, and I'm also given back the date they accepted the returns. So once that's occurred, then you don't have to worry about stuff being lost in the mail. So then it's just purely a bureaucratic processing problem. One thing to note, after 45 days, both federal and Montana, if you don't get your refund within that 45-day time frame, they're supposed to pay interest.
Uh-huh.
And they hate doing that. They hate doing that.
Okay. All right. That is good to know. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Catherine.
You bet, Catherine. Good luck.
Thanks for the call. We sure appreciate it. We've got more folks waiting on the line. Nick's on the phone with somebody right now that wants to get advice from Walt Kiro. So that's what this show is all about. When Walt is with us, he is wonderful about taking phone calls. Of course, he has his stack of important stuff, but the most important thing is getting your questions answered. And so we do have, go ahead. We have Mark from Fort Benton on the line. Mark, go ahead. You're on.
Hi, Mark.
Well, good morning. Can you hear me, Walt and Peter?
Yes, sir.
Yep. Quite well. Oh, I have some good friends from Fort Benton.
Oh, really? Wow.
Oh, well, yeah.
My wife claims to be fifth generation Fort Benton, and I've only been here 30 years, so I'm enjoying it completely and close to Great Falls and in this general area that I like being in, so I'm glad to hear that you have some people you know.
Oh, yeah. Yep, several.
Well,
okay, go ahead, Mark. What can I do for
regarding,
you?
I have a tax question regarding 1031 exchanges. So
sure.
It's somewhat of a hypothetical, but I'm about to plan something where if I wanted to trade not residential property, but farm agricultural business property where someone's farming their land and I'm farming mine, but I want to trade, say, 300 acres of my land for 400 acres of another person's land, and we just trade straight across, and I owe him the difference in cash for the extra acres I would be getting if they're equal quality and value of land. I'm wondering if we can just go to an attorney and have them draw deeds and say, okay, here's a deed to my land, there, where's, you give me a deed to your land, and here's a cashier's check for the difference at the title company, and we just close it? Or is it required now by IRS codes to do a 1031 exchange and hire 1031 exchange companies and go through all that extra process that I don't know if that's required and need to be done? Or how would you answer that, Walt?
We got about a minute, Walt. Well, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Okay, Mark. The safest thing would be to use a 1031 exchange person, and I use the term safest because the code section 1031 is filled with landmines, and there's a lot of technical rules. So the safe route is to do that. But you could shop around for an accommodator because some of those accommodators might be able to do it for $750. And that would take out any suspicion by the IRS or the state of Montana on your 1031 exchange. Technically, you're proposing to do would work, but I would err on the caution of safety with that, especially if you could get it done for $750.
Got about 20 seconds,
gentlemen. Yes, but we used to be able to do a direct trade. You and I just trade lands. If there's no cash difference, or if there is,
hey, Mark, I'm going to put you on hold, Mark, and we'll come back to you.
Yeah, we're going to come right back here. We have to take a quick break. We'll be right back and wrap up this call with Walt, with his guest when we come back after this quick timeout. So please stay with us.
In a world of
our weather hasn't been living up to its original billing this week, but don't give up yet because the holiday weekend forecast is starting to look perfect. For Wednesday, some rain and thunderstorms throughout the day with a chance of rain tapering off around midnight. Highs in the mid-60s with that chance of rain around 70 to 90%. Then clearing off and becoming mostly sunny Thursday with highs in the upper 60s. Plenty of sunshine, a few clouds at times Friday through Sunday with highs climbing back into the low 80s. With your Town Square weather forecast, I'm Dennis Bragg.
Life. It's full of moments, from first steps, first loves, moments that make life special. A life can also bring us difficult and disruptive moments like a cancer diagnosis, which is why the groundbreaking work of Stand Up to Cancer is so vital. They know the problem of cancer won't be solved by one doctor, one lab, or one hospital. It takes collaboration. That's why Stand Up to Cancer brings together top minds from different fields to find new and better treatments so patients can thrive. So when it matters, we can all show up for moments of a lifetime. Please join Stand Up to Cancer and Myrtle Beach to help families get back to where they belong, making new memories for years to come. Please go to standuptocancer.org to see how you can join the mission.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down. A blinding eye disease attempted to force me away from doing what I was born to do.
But it cannot stop me. I have the tools.
I will keep moving forward.
Pushing past the limits of this disability.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Loss of sight won't blind our vision. Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message
from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
When your car is making a strange noise, no matter what it is, you can't just pretend it's not happening.
That's an interesting sound.
It's like your mental health. If you're struggling and feeling overwhelmed, it's important to do something about it. It can be as simple as talking to someone or just taking a deep, calming breath to ground yourself. Because once you start to address the problem, you can go so much further. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org.
We are back. This is Talk Back for Wednesday, May the 20th. Our guest on the phone is Walt Kiro, a resident CPA with Elevated Tax and Accounting. Folks have been waiting to visit with you, sir, so let's get right back to the phones.
Well, we're getting back to Mark.
Oh, we're getting back.
Wrapping up.
I'm sorry. Thank you. Mark, please wrap up your conversation with Walt, please.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Yeah, I just thought we used to be able to do a direct trade, Walt, if we did it on the same day. And, you know, with exchanging deeds and everything, and I'm wondering why that's not allowed anymore, or is it?
Well, Mark, technically it is still allowed. What becomes the problem is what happens in a case that's similar to yours, but it's radically different, is the seller and the acquirer are two totally different people with two totally different types of assets, and the one is one of the parties. The biggest key is you cannot receive funds on a tax deferred exchange and not pay tax. So the reason for the intermediary is to receive the funds without creating a tax on behalf of the party selling or giving up the property. That's why an intermediary is used, is to prevent that taxation. Where there's no cash involved, or in your case, if you're going to pay the other person cash, well, then they have capital gain to the extent of that cash. You could go ahead and do it from a tax perspective, but the typical 1031 exchange is different than what you are describing. But technically, you can do that.
Well, that's what I wondered, because I thought technically that was still allowed. If it's exact, or you pay tax on the difference that's paid in cash to someone. So I understand all that. I just thought, man, a direct trade should be allowed still, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yep. As far as my experience is telling me, that you can. But you and what you're doing is not the typical 1031 exchange.
No.
A lot of times,
no, I don't want to do a 1031. I want to do a direct trade. That's all I want to do, and pay the cash difference.
That falls within 1031.
All right.
So,
Mark, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Thank you. And let's get Sue on the line. Sue, good morning.
We lost Sue, but we have Jeff.
All right, like. Jeff. Jeff, good morning, sir. You're on Talk Back with Walt Kiro. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, good morning. Hey, well, Sir Walter Kiro, so good to talk to you again, sir.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
I'll bet. This is not so much a question as a comment with the vast reaches of Sir Peter and Sir Nicholas, we can now into all of the Montana hinterlands. We've talked about a lot of things over the years that folks of a certain demographic might find useful. And I was just thinking one of those is conversion of traditional IRAs to Roths. And in my case, what I found out after the fact, to my dismay, was the dreaded IRMA. The dreaded income-related monthly adjustment amount that pushed I had taken the taxes into account, the income taxes for doing a conversion on my wife's IRA from traditional to Roth, but I didn't know about IRMA until after I'd done it. My my Medicare Part B payments went from $329 a month in 2023 and $910 a month. So they almost tripled for the entire year of 2024 due to that conversion back in 2023. And so I think maybe some folks, some listeners might be able to benefit from knowing about that. That's all. That's all I want to do, except to say welcome back.
Hey, we got about. Got about a minute, Walt. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Jeff, it's very good for you to point that out. That there's a hidden tax by having a big unloading of income in a given year. Some people call it a windfall. Although the conversion of a regular IRA to Roth is not a windfall. It's just a conversion of a tax-deferred account into something that's already tax has already been paid on it. So, yeah, but Irma can be you can apply for relief on Irma, but it has to do with either life-changing events like a death in the family or loss of a job or various things like that.
We are up against a commercial break. We're coming up right back. More with Walt Kiro when we return right after this quick timeout. 406-721-1290, 1-800-568-5309. You're listening to Talk Back on the Montana Talks Radio Network.
Anyone can choose to make a difference. You can help people succeed, rebuild after disasters, protect the environment, or feed the hungry. Not only will you make a difference for others, but for yourself. You can earn money for college, learn career skills, and make friendships that last a lifetime. Make a difference. Choose your future. Choose AmeriCorps.
Hey, we're back on Talk Back for this Wednesday, May 20th. Peter Christian, Nick Christensen taking care of you this morning. And Walt Kiro is joining us on the phone this morning, our resident CPA. And Gary has been waiting the longest to visit with you. So, Gary, go ahead, please.
Hey, good morning, Peter and Walt. I'm looking for some information about my friends. They're elderly. They have a mobile home in a small town. And they want to leave their children their property when they pass away, but there's some question whether after they pass away, everything has risen the cost of that home. And could they afford it to pay the taxes on it or the transfer from them to their children? So if you could help me, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, Gary, first thing, I'm not an attorney. And this is really jumping into the legal realm. But from a tax standpoint, if these elderly people that are you're working with, I'm assuming they own the land and they have a mobile home or a modular home or manufactured home on there.
They own the land and the home, but they're... They've been there a long time, and they're well in their 80s, and, you know, they're worried about how do you get so that the inflation doesn't price them for their children.
Oh, okay. Well, the children, if the children inherit that property, at the date of death, they get what we call a stepped-up in basis. So at the date of death, you get not necessarily an appraisal, but a current market analysis or some kind of a third-party idea of value of that property, and that becomes your tax basis. So there's nothing or very little to worry about on capital gains. The other thing that can be done to help paperwork-wise is for these elderly people to put the property in what they call a beneficiary deed, And so once that beneficiary deed is recorded with the county clerk and recorder, that upon death, the title transfers and there's no extra paperwork to be involved other than to probably record the new deed after the death. But, that needs some legal, advice. But depending upon the county they're in, they may be able to get some less expensive legal advice on taking care of that. But income tax-wise, they're going to have not very much to worry about.
I appreciate it. What about the death tax? Does that still apply anymore?
Well, not in Montana, and it still applies, but the value of that land in the mobile home would have to be more than about $25 million. Because that's the exclusion of the federal estate tax level.
Well, thank you, Walt. I appreciate you guys. You do a great job, so thank you for the info.
Thank you for the call.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah, tell them not to sweat very much.
All right, let's get Ed on the line. Ed, good morning. You're on with Walt. Go ahead.
Yeah. Walt's got a couple questions here. Big-time tax questions. You've heard about the deal that our president is getting, $1.8 billion. Does that come with a 1099? Or, as it turns out, the agreement states the IRS will be forever barred and precluded from pursuing any claims over tax liabilities it may have against Trump, his family, or businesses. Okay? Have you ever heard of something like that before where the IRS goes in? Of course, this is Trump making a deal with himself. We probably haven't heard something like that.
We just had that with the Biden administration in that Hunter got, he had pardon. A tax problem, but then he got pardoned, so they went away. So it happens more often than you'd care to think about.
So that was a part of this is okay. This is a future forever barment over any tax liability. They don't so it doesn't have to come with a 1099. If it does, they can rip it up.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Well, I don't know about all the details to that. So
well, you don't want to be sued for $10 million. So
yeah.
So let's all be mum, I guess, about that. I can't afford a lawsuit.
Yeah, I'd have to see the details before I would comment on it.
Yeah, I don't think I'd comment on it. Okay, thanks, Walt, for putting up with this.
You bet, Ed.
Ed, thank you. Thank you for the call. We got about a minute and a half, so Walt, you want to hit one of your stack of stuff items?
Well, yeah, we can get started with it. It's a big deal because this is from the Tax Foundation that I am a member of and also make small contributions to every year, but they come up with a state tax competitiveness index. And over the last 6 years, between 2020 and 26, five states that saw the largest improvements in their ranking in this index were Tennessee, Iowa, Georgia, Louisiana, and Arkansas. And the big one, Tennessee, which was ranked 38th in 2020, is now ranked 8th.
Wow.
Iowa was 43, and now they're 17. Georgia was 28, now 18. Louisiana was 40, and now is 31. Arkansas was 41, now ranks 34th. Montana, we pushed. We're still at number 5. Oregon, which ranked 8th, now ranks 35th. Washington, which ranked 33rd, is now 45th. Colorado was 22, is now 33. New Mexico was 20, is now 28. Massachusetts was 36 and now ranks 43.
All right.
So you can see a lot of blue states are getting worse.
You bet.
And red states are getting redder.
I imagine that. We're going to come right back with more.
Imagine that.
Yeah, with Walt Kuro when we come back after this. Thanks for joining us on Talk Back for this Wednesday, May 20th. Phone lines are open.
Hey, it's Peter.
Helping your inner circle prepare for emergencies can start in many ways. Put together an emergency kit with YPOL. Create a family communication plan with your tita. Remind Bai to keep a backup battery charged. It all starts with a simple step, telling those you care about to be ready for the worst. So start a conversation and plan for emergencies together. Get more tips at ready.gov/start. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It is the Wednesday edition of Talk Back. Peter Christian here, Nick Christensen taking your phone calls. Walt Kiro joining us this morning. Walt is our resident CPA with Elevated Tax and Accounting. And we have, the phone lines are clear right now. So if you have a question or a comment for Walt, please give us a call at 406-721-1290. But Walt, the next few minutes are yours. You've got your stack of stuff to share with us.
Yeah, well, let's finish up on this issue of movers and shakers of state tax, because it's becoming more and more prevalent where people are voting with their feet and moving. But what did Oregon and Washington do to lose their ranking on this state competitiveness index? And so Oregon adopted what's called a modified gross receipts tax.
Wow.
Now, this is in addition to the normal corporate income tax. And if you know anything about gross receipts taxes, they compound. So as it goes from one level of production to another, each level gets taxed with the gross receipts tax. Washington previously had no income tax at all, but now they have a capital gains tax if the individual has income over $278,000. And they also have imposed a 9.9% tax with that new tax that was just put in place. So we got neighbors, Oregon and Washington, that are, you know, raising taxes. And, of course, why did they raise taxes? They're spending an awful lot of money.
You bet.
But what did Tennessee do to become number one? And they reduced the rates of its corporate gross receipts tax, again, that gross receipts tax. But they improved its treatment of business expensing, which is depreciation, and fully phased out its tax on individual interest and dividends income, becoming one of eight stacks that to have no individual income tax. So
wow.
That just kind of gives you a flavor for
sure.
State taxes, which end up become kind of a breeding ground, experiment ground for the federal income tax. But the federal income tax is the huge monster out there,
right.
And it's not going to change anytime soon.
Walt, let's try to get one more call in from one of our listeners. This is Dave. Dave, you're on with Walt. Go ahead, please, sir.
Hi, Walt. Hey, I was wondering about the 453 Deferred Sales Trust. And my understanding is it works kind of like a 1031 exchange. When you're selling a piece of property, you can put it into a trust and defer that capital gains tax and then pay taxes on the income that the money generates, and then you don't have to pay capital gains until you pull that out of the trust. Is what's your thinking on that one?
Oh, okay. Well, my thinking is limited because I've never worked with it. I've only read about it. But 453 is a code section, and it allows, with the same idea of 1031, deferring the tax. Which usually there's all kinds of issues. In other words, if you want to play and put off paying your tax, there's usually some kind of cost involved with that playing. I call it pay to play. But I think, I would, other than just reading on it, if I actually had done one or two of these transactions, then I'd be more beneficial and helpful to you, Dave. That's the best thing I can say with that. I know they exist and I know they're out there. I'm aware of Delaware statutory trusts that are used with 1031 or deferred gains transactions, and they allow you to take property that you have capital gains on, you swap into these statutory trusts, and they turn around and invest in various things, and you don't pay tax until the various things that were reinvested in get sold, which is common for 1031 transactions. That's about my knowledge that I can give to you on that, Dave. Does that help?
Got about a minute, Dave.
Oh, yes. Well, thank you. I was just curious, you know, how that works.
Yeah,
I'd never heard of it before, but thanks, Walt.
Yeah, that's how they work, but, you know, I feel more comfortable if I've actually done a transaction or two about that. I've just read about them, and I've had other accountants that I've worked with that have done them, but I'm limited on that.
All right, we are coming to the end of our first hour with Walt Kiro, of course, statewide now on the Montana Talks Radio Network. So if you live outside the Missoula area and this is great. This is free tax advice from a gentleman with well over 50 years of experience in doing taxes for folks all across the state of Montana. Of course, his name is Walt Kiro. He's our resident CPA with Elevated Tax and Accounting. So we're going to come right back after the top of the hour break here, take some more phone calls. We have Joe from Kalispell and Jerry from Stevensville. If you gentlemen would please be patient and hold on, you'll be first up with Walt Kiro when we come back from the break. Again, our number 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. We'll be back right after the top of the hour break, so stay with us.
Views and opinions expressed on TalkBack are not those of the staff, management, or advertisers.
This is the Montana News Network's TalkBack. Join the conversation at 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309 with producer Nick Christensen and your host, Peter Christian.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Hour number two of TalkBack is underway statewide on the Montana Talks Radio Network. We love having you with us. If you've never heard the show before, Walt Kiro is our special guest. He's our resident CPA here in Missoula with Elevated Tax and Accounting. And we have, first of all, Walt, we have folks have been waiting all the way through the break. So let's jump right back in and get some more tax questions answered. Joe has been waiting from Kalispell. Joe, good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning. Yeah, I got
a question.
Good morning, Gil. When I was young and poor, there used to be, if you didn't earn so much money in a year, you didn't even have to file taxes. Now that I'm old and poor, does that still apply? What's the number these days?
Oh, okay. Well, the number changes every year. And for, it depends if you're married or if you're single or if you're head of household, because the number is different in each case. But the number nowadays is the standard deduction for a single person is like about $16,000. And Montana used to have a different number, but now it's getting more in line. But the thing is if you're older and poor, a lot of times you should file because you can qualify whether you own or rent for what's called the elderly homeowner credit, and that's up to $1,150 a year. But the filing threshold is about what I'm telling you on the Fed, and about the same about $15,000-$16,000 on the state. So
okay.
You can go from there. But sometimes there's other reasons to file, such as getting refunds.
Right. Okay.
Okay. And
life would be easier if I didn't have to file at all, but hey, if I can get extra money back, why not?
Well, that's what I'd be doing, you know, if it applies. And the only thing with the elderly homeowner credit is you got to stay alive through September 30th, and and then have your income below, household income below $45,000 a year. But it's
definitely well below that.
You know, $1,000 is worth the effort.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for the calls. We thank you for the call, sir. Let's get another call in before we have to take a break. This is Jerry from Stevensville. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
Hello. Yes. I have a question regarding personal property tax.
And okay.
I have been here 17 years. We have a piece of land, and we have a manufactured home on it.
Uh-huh.
And for the last 16 years, we get the property tax on the land separate, and then we get a tax for personal property, I believe it's called, which is the home, and it's our main residence. And it was usually around for the whole year, $800. And last week, I got the invoice for the tax in the mail and opened that and had a heart attack. But I'm okay now. So,
was that a little bit of sticker shock?
Yeah. Almost $2,300 for the year this year. So I'm like, whoa, there's a mistake somewhere here. That can't go up like that without knowing about it. I called the local tax office and had a talk with the lady, and she said, "Oh yeah, they changed the state laws, and they are
Jerry. I got to tell you, we're up against a hard break. We're going to hold you over through this break, and we'll continue this conversation with Walt when we return." Right after this quick timeout, 406-721-1290 is our number on TalkBack on the Montana Talks Radio Network.
Our weather hasn't been living up to its original billing this week, but don't give up yet because the holiday weekend forecast is starting to look perfect. For Wednesday, some rain and thunderstorms throughout the day with a chance of rain tapering off around midnight. Highs in the mid-60s with that chance of rain around 70 to 90%. Then clearing off and becoming mostly sunny Thursday with highs in the upper 60s. Plenty of sunshine, a few clouds at times Friday through Sunday with highs climbing back into the low 80s. With your Town Square weather forecast, I'm Dennis Bragg.
We are back on TalkBack. Walt Kuro, our special guest, joining us on the phone this time, our resident CPA with a little elevated tax and accounting. And folks are waiting on the line to visit with you, sir. The first is Jerry.
Well, we're going back to Jerry.
Back to Jerry. I'm sorry. Jerry, go ahead, please. Please continue your thoughts.
Okay. So, I got this big increase in the personal property tax. So I called the local office. He said that laws changed and I would have had to file a homestead exemption, I believe, by last March to avoid this. And right now, she said I have no choice. I have to pay half of that now and half in November and wait until next January to file for a protest and I feel like, I'll get a refund next year, but it just floors me that they said they notified everybody and they sent out postcards, she said, and it was in the news, and I did not know about it, anything about it. And it seems like there ought to be a way to avoid having to pay this, put out all that money and then wait until next year to get it back.
Once a taxing authority gets its money, you play hell getting it back. And when I say play hell, You literally have to play hell. I just got a refund from the state of Washington on the sales tax because, you know, I'm a Montana resident. In the old days, they just didn't even collect the tax from us at the point of sale. But now you have to pay the tax and go Mother May I to get the money back. But I was successful, but I had to, you wouldn't believe all the paperwork I went through to get $150 back. But that's just to point out how difficult it is to get a refund from the bureaucracy once they have your money. A couple of things. Do you know a local state legislator?
I know their name. Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
Well, if you know their name. If you have some local friends, ask if you can get a meeting with one of those people and see if they can't help you with this. Now, the county is, whenever you talk to a bureaucrat, they're going to take the safe route because they're not going to do anything that will get themselves in trouble. So I would recommend going with the state legislator and seeing... you know, because you're not the only one in this boat. And the thing is a tripling of your tax is a bit harsh. But and the thing is they restructured all this real estate tax to make personal residences less of the tax. About the same as it was before, but I have some clients with commercial property, and you think you got it bad. Oh, some of the commercial property, which is expensive property, went up, you know, they went up 33%. But on the dollars they were originally paying, you know, it's in $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. And so when you have an increase of a third on that, then you're talking big bucks.
Yeah. Well, I feel like they did not do their job notifying people properly, and that for the last 16 years, I've paid roughly about $800 a year and on time and, you know, no problems. So what I don't feel like they have a right to just say, well, you have to pay it now and, yeah, we'll deal with you later.
Yeah, I think the best chance for relief on this, Jerry, would be to go through a constituent, you know, be treated as a constituent, whoever is the representative or senator, state, you know, state rep or state senator from your area. I'd be working with them.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Well, let us know how it comes out. But, you know, manufactured homes are considered personal property, like a pickup. And they're treated differently for legal purposes and tax purposes.
But well, this was just a way of a money grab for them to raise the tax that much. Because if it's not your home, your main home, then they want a tax, and I feel like they're going after, I want to say, out of staters or somebody out that has homes other places. But anyway, so yeah, I'll suck it up and deal with it. Try to go.
Help. Go ahead, I'd be prepared to pay the bill, but what I would do is, you know, see if you can get some relief from an elected official.
Right. Okay.
Now, Walt, is there a way to pay under protest?
Well, yeah, but you still have to pay.
Still have to pay it, right? Yeah.
You can do the protest. You can do the protest. Yeah, that's fine. But you need to have grounds for your protest and. In this case, Jerry would just say, "Hey, you tripled my taxes. Isn't that a bit of more like confiscation and not taxation?" That'd be about the best thing you could do. But all you can do is try.
The notifying the people what was going on is where they failed, as far as I'm concerned. But
All right.
We'll try it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you
for the call, sir. And again, that brings to mind that wonderful old expression, what we have here is failure to communicate. So at least from the state's end with this individual. So we are up against another break. And of course, our guest on the phone is Walt Kiro. And of course, Walt is our resident CPA with Elevated Tax and Accounting. And so the phone lines are open. We have lots more time to get your tax question answered by giving us a call at 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. You're listening to Talk Back with the Montana Talks Radio Network with Nick Christensen and yours truly, Peter Christian and Walt Kiro on the phone. Back after this.
Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. Some of the most popular YouTube clips in Montana this week, highlights of Sunday's rally in Butte, where backers of the Montana plan rallied in support of Initiative I-194, the measure that seeks to make reforms to limit the influence of dark money in politics. Much of that attention focused on the remarks of former Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, who's among political leaders who want to see changes to counter the controversial Citizens United court ruling. Buttigieg got some of the strongest applause when he tied the influence of corporations to the thorny question of data centers.
You're not alone if you believe that if somebody wants to come in and put a data center, they ought to have to prove to the satisfaction of the community and its leaders that it's not going to do more harm than good environmentally.
Buttigieg had equal criticism for what he called the broken system of American politics across all spectrums of political ideology. Drivers heading through Mineral County should prepare for summer construction on Interstate 90. Starting next week, the Montana Department of Transportation and Riverside Contracting will begin resurfacing a four-mile stretch of I-90 between Saltese and Hagen. Commuters should expect single-lane traffic delays and reduced speed limits of 35 miles per hour between 6 in the morning and 9 p.m. in the evening. Wide loads are also being restricted. That work in addition to what's going on toward the summit of Lookout Pass. A new national report suggests that the lack of transportation funding is putting the future of Montana's roads and bridges at risk. A study from the research nonprofit TRIP reveals that nearly one-third of major roads in the state are in poor or mediocre condition. Rough pavement is costing the average Montana driver, according to this report, over $600 annually in extra vehicle repairs and fuel consumption. The report also found that 7% of Montana's bridges are structurally deficient. This is the Montana State News Network.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app or visit montanastatenews.com.
Battery pop quiz. Did you know that most rechargeable devices use lithium-ion batteries? They're in laptops, power banks, and more. They can, however, be a fire risk. So power up your battery smarts with tips from the National Fire Protection Association. Only buy products with a safety certification mark. Charge devices on hard surfaces. Don't use off-brand cords and always unplug when fully charged. Let's charge into fire safety. Visit fpw.org/battery for more tips.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We are back on Talk Back on this Wednesday, May 20th. Our guest on the phone, Walt Kiro, actually our kind of co-host on the phone with Walt Kiro, answering your tax questions this morning from Elevated Tax and Accounting. And we have folks waiting on the phone right now. Dave has been waiting the longest. Dave, good morning. You're on with Walt Kiro. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. From my research, the IRS audit, president has been standard procedure since 1977 that they audit presidents every year, except for Donald Trump. From what I read, there have been several audits attempts started but never finished. But you know, as far as Joe Biden and what he did for his son, the words I'd like to say, I can't say on the radio. Yes, and that's the same kind of words I'd like to use for Trump and what he did when he did the IRS thing. So I think there should be laws that everyone in America should be responsible for. And the presidents should not be exempt from those, and their families not exempt from those laws.
All right, Dave, thanks for the call. Wald, your thoughts?
Oh, yeah, everybody should be held accountable. And the only thing I know about, well, I don't know, because I haven't looked at his returns. I've just heard discussion about his tax returns. He files them every year. And I'm sure because of all of his real estate investment, if you paper file that return, it'd probably be several copy paper boxes long, probably, you know, thousands and thousands of pages. And, if he pays his tax preparers a lot of money every year, they wouldn't want to be doing anything at risk either, because they would be, you know, held liable for being involved with anything that was wrong. So, I'll just leave it at that.
Well, the advantage that people like President Trump have, he's an incredibly wealthy individual, has been, you know, all of his business life. And so he can afford to hire the best people to find all the ways that he can keep from paying taxes. And that's, you know, that's kind of the American way, is it not?
Yeah, that is the American way, and there's nothing wrong with hiring people to minimize your taxes.
You bet. We have Mike waiting on the phone right now. Mike, good morning. You are on Talkback, sir. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Mike.
Hi. Hello.
What can we do for you?
Well, I just wanted to make the point. You mentioned the fella who had the mobile home. You can go down to the local office in your county, and they'll give you a form where you can get compensation or reimbursement for the overage that you paid as far as your taxes are concerned. It is for 2027. So they're actually giving you this form because what's going to happen probably in 2027, it's going to increase. Come January 1st of 2027, another form will be available to give you a rebate or refund for the overage of 2026. Now, how come you have to go through all these hoops? Why can't they just credit you the amount of 2026 to 2027? Although some people might say, I don't trust them to credit me. How about you give me the money? I'll deal with that, you know, myself. So there is this increase, constant increase. And I'm listening to your show, and there's a lot of folks calling in complaining about an increase. My friend has a mobile home. His increased by three times. It went from, and it's a low amount because a mobile home depreciates, but it is assessed higher. They keep assessing a mobile home higher. He paid $30,000 for this thing, and it's assessed at $43,000. So his tax went up, which is a fee for a mobile home. It's different. It's like registering a vehicle. It went up from $137 to
$396. Wow.
Do the math.
Yeah. Yeah, but that brings up a point that I didn't mention to Jerry. Is that you mentioned the valuation because he paid $30,000 for a manufactured home and they assess it at $43,000, but it depreciates. You know, there's something out of kilter there.
Right. Well, Dave, you know, if you listen to Dave Ramsey, he's telling young people who want to move into a mobile home as a starter, don't do it because it depreciates. But with real estate and affordable housing in this world, in our country upside down, a mobile home is affordable housing.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah. Yep. Compared to other homes, it's more affordable than a two-bedroom home in Missoula that's, $700,000-$800,000.
Right. I just wanted to mention, though, that go down to your office. They should have these forms available so that you can file or send it into Helena
right.
for 2027 in anticipation of the fact that your tax
gentlemen,
is going to go up.
We are up against a hard break, so we're going to come right back and talk more with Walt Kiro from Elevated Tax and Accounting right after this quick timeout. So stay with us. 406-721-1290 is our number. If you're planning on
smiles are powerful. A simple smile can light up a whole room. And for 25 years, Smile Train has been lighting up the world with smiles. And each smile marks a step towards a brighter future. As the world's largest cleft lip and palate charity, Smile Train has supported more than 2 million life-changing cleft surgeries in over 90 countries, leaving a legacy of resilience, joy, and beaming smiles for generations of children. To learn more about cleft lips and palates and how Smile Train is supporting the cleft community all over the world, please visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, lighting up the world with smiles for 25 years.
Now. We tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at V.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
If your community is affected by wildfires, contractors may approach you with incredible promises to help you recover. However, they may be dishonest individuals hoping to take advantage of your situation. Don't be a victim. If you suspect fraud, contact NICB at reportinsurancefraud.org. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
Welcome back to Talk Back. Again, it's Walt Kiro, our resident CPA with Elevated Tax and Accounting, working with us remotely today on the phone. But Tanner is waiting to visit with you, Walt. So, Tanner, good morning. You're on with Walt Kiro. Go ahead, please.
Thanks, Peter, and thanks, Walter, for being there taking these questions. I guess my statement today, I'm Tanner Smith, ex-legislator from the Flathead, ran for governor. I'm the current national committee man for the Republican Party. And Walter had said that maybe reach out to your constituent, your representative as a constituent. I just want to let folks know that I sat on House taxation, and all of this is by design. What the Uniparty is trying to do is make it so miserable that we buy into a sales tax in addition to our property tax and income tax. They want to have those three legs of the stool so they can massage the numbers and give breaks to these people come election time. That's kind of the behind the scenes on it. And I'm calling, the only way this gets fixed is I'm calling for a tax boycott. If you go to Tanner4Montana.com and take the tax pledge, the only way this gets remedied is if enough of us don't pay our taxes to leverage the legislator back into session and leverage Governor Gianforte to actually fix this tax system. You know, they went after the heavy hitters, the second homeowners, trying to punish them, not realizing that a lot of those folks are native Montanans, third, fourth generations, that had small family cabins. So I'll leave it open to Walter. You're doing a great job today, and thanks, you guys.
All right. Thank you for the call, Tanner.
Okay.
Go ahead, Walt, please.
Well, thanks, Tanner, and you brought up some important points just recently, and I ran this by the governor as well the last time he was on, is that I think rather than having an additional tax for a third leg of the stool, that we have mandated or some type of spending reduction as the third leg of the stool to create balanced budgets. Now, that's kind of a foreign concept, but Tanner's in going in the right direction here, because what's the definition of insanity? And that is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. So if we spend 100% of our time talking about raising taxes and expecting all those problems to go away, if anything, every time we raise a tax, it just makes the problems worse. Because if you think about it, at your personal level, at the home checking account, if you have a windfall of income, your spending will rise to match the income. Well, the government's no different. If it can raise money, it'll spend that as fast as it can. So we need to have spending reform, and I think cutting spending should be the third leg of the stool. And until we devote 50% of our discussion to cutting spending and 50% to raising taxes, then I think we'll get somewhere, but not until then.
I will tell you, Walt, I have had numerous conversations with city councilors, county commissioners, and, of course, mayors throughout the years with exactly that. How can we simply, you know, not spend so much? And every single one of them has said every year there's a new group that needs this, or a new fund that needs that. And so unless we're willing to just live with less to be able to pay less, is that something we're willing to do?
Yeah. Well, I like to, you know, I asked that governor that question. He said, you know, cutting spending is hard. Yeah, I know it's hard. But if you take your household income and your household checkbook, if you lose a job or if you have something else that happens, you have a major medical bill, you have to cut spending elsewhere in order to make your budget get balanced. And so applying that same concept that we do at home every year and every so often during our lifetimes, it shouldn't be hard to do at the legislative level. But it is, and I won't say it's the easiest thing in the world to do, but we need a mindset change. And until we have an attitude adjustment, we're still going to be beaten on this path of let's raise taxes and let's create some more wasteful spending.
Well, you know, my wife and I are constantly, you know, putting our heads together, thinking, okay, we paid off our house. That's a bonus. That took us a long time to do. We've paid off our automobiles. We're debt free, and yet we still, come the end of the month, we still have some problems. You know, scraping together, making sure we can pay the bills. So I can imagine it's tough for everybody out there right now. But what we're going to do,
but it can be done, right?
Yes,
it can be done.
It can be done. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, Charlie is waiting to visit with you. And several other phone lines are open, by the way, at 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. You're listening to Talk Back on the Montana Talks Radio Network. We'll be back here in just a moment. Real estate.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
This is our shared heritage, but today we're divided. Except for our love of wildlife and wild places, they and we call home. We are closer than you think. Learn more at defenders.org.
Hey Hey, we're back. This is Talk Back for Wednesday, May 20th. Our special guest on the phone, Walt Kiro, our resident CPA from Elevated Tax and Accounting. And you and I were talking during the break about, you know, folks who maybe haven't gotten their, they filed on time, but they haven't gotten their refunds yet. What's the procedure trying to find out where that money is?
Well, one thing you can do, and this is for Catherine's benefit or for anybody out there who filed their returns before April 15th or have had them filed for some time, go to the IRS website, and they have a routine in there you can go through called Where's My Refund? And we did that. We just did that this morning for a client, and lo and behold, the IRS is still massaging the file, even though they have received the return, they're still processing it.
Wow.
Well, it kind of makes you wonder, with all this electronic filing and computers, what are they doing? Are they asleep at the wheel or what? But that's the way it is. But Catherine and anybody else out there can do that as well.
All right,
and you can check on that daily, because it seems kind of crazy that...
That's wheresmyrefund.com, right?
Yep. Well, it's under the irs.gov.
Gotcha. All right. Well, let's get Charlie on the phone. Charlie, good morning. Thanks for holding, sir. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Hey, I turned 65 last month, and I'm just kind of getting my affairs in order, if you will. My net worth is only probably between $500,000 and $600,000. And most of it is my house, which I plan on having paid off or getting paid off within the year or maybe even year's end. But I was talking with a friend of mine because I had mentioned a living trust. And she said, because I don't have, you know, a net worth that high, she had mentioned what she called a transfer on death deed. And I'm not sure that I understand all of that versus a living trust. Can you, like, clear that up?
Okay. First thing, Charlie, the transfer on death deed, if you were listening at the beginning of the show, I mentioned the concept of a beneficiary deed.
I'll have to go back and listen to the property.
That transfers the property upon your death to who you so designate. And what would happen now is with the beneficiary deed, which is the same thing as a transfer on death, you have it prepared and you file it and get it recorded in the county you're in. So that takes care of that. But that's on a single asset. A living revocable trust is all-encompassing. It includes all of your assets, bank accounts, stock brokerage accounts, vehicles, your real estate. Everything you own, can be put into the trust. And when you have a trust, then you have to have a trustee, and you have all kinds of formalities. Now, a living trust doesn't really take effect until you die, and then it becomes what they call it changes colors. It's like a chameleon. It becomes what we call a testamentary trust. But with your assets and the estate size and whatnot, the beneficiary deed would get the bulk of your estate taken care of in one fell swoop.
Okay. All right. And then, so could I just include all my personal property, like vehicles and, I don't know, firearms and whatnot, just include that in my will to go to the beneficiary of the will?
And what you do with firearms and personal property items like that is make up a list, and you include that list of personal property, not as an attachment to the will, but you keep it with your will papers. And you have your designated personal representative be aware of that list and where it's at, or give them a copy in advance.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So I just couldn't, like, do, like, an all-encompassing clause or whatever you might call it in my will. Like, I, Charlie Vasika, leave all my personal property to, you know, X.
Yeah.
Is that something I'm just trying to make it easier for you know, whoever's the beneficiary of my will.
Yeah.
Thanks, Charlie.
Yeah. I would if you have access to an attorney, I would suggest you do that, because this is what they do, and you know, I like to stay away from that kind of stuff. But
okay.
I emphasize, if you go the living revocable trust route, you'll end up with pages and pages and pages of documents. And that's the opposite of what you want. It makes things more complicated.
Yeah, I want to avoid that as much as I can. So, okay. All right. Well, that clears some things up for me. Appreciate it, Walt. Have a good one.
Okay. Good luck, Charlie.
Charlie, thanks for the call. And we're about a minute away from a hard break here. So we have Maddie from the Flathead and Chris from Columbia Falls, both waiting on the phone to visit with you, Walt Kiro. And, of course, this is Walt's first experience with our statewide audience. And we're really, really thrilled to have all you folks joining us that haven't had an opportunity to learn from Walt Kiro with well over 50 years of tax preparing experience to share with you absolutely free a couple times a month right here on TalkBack. So if you're just joining us, hey, this is one of the great benefits of listening to KGVO and, of course, the Montana Talks Radio Network. So we're going to come right back. Our phone numbers are 406-721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. And we're coming right back. We'll get Maddie and Chris's calls for Walt Kiro when we return from the break, which is coming up next. Again, thanks for joining us on the Montana Talks Radio Network. Back after this. Hey, if you're waking up.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Hey, we're back on TalkBack. And, of course, Walt Kiro, our special guest, our resident CPA with Elevated Tax and Accounting, taking your phone calls. And Maddie has been waiting the longest. Maddie, go ahead. You're on with Walt.
Hi, Maddie.
Thank you. Hi.
Maddie from the Flathead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yes. Great program. I have a question about 1031 exchange. I have some bare land. And it used to be, as I understand it, that I would have to sell bare land and buy bare land. But I understand there is something newer where I could sell my land and buy a multiplex on land. And up here in the valley, mm-hmm. those are few and far between. And I let my realtor know I'm not interested in buying something that was built in 1897 or 1940. I'd be buying a mess. So I am curious if it would be legal and tax-wise okay for me to make an agreement with the builder that my land would become the builder's once a duplex was built on land.
Okay. Well, here's my general answer, Maddie. Bare land is considered investment property. An investment right. property can be swapped with, of course, the only property now that qualifies for 1031 exchanges is real property. So it has to be real estate for real estate. But within that real estate complex is you have bare ground, you have personal residences and second homes and commercial property and all that stuff. But only business or investment property can be swapped for business or investment property. And so what's precluded is swapping a personal residence or a second home, a lake residence, for, say, commercial property or rental and vice versa. So, yeah, but what I would suggest doing is if what you want to do is take your bare land and incorporate that in through a 1031, is to use an intermediary. Now, that costs money, but with what you're doing with construction and doing a 1031 is the minefield of minefields. In other words, there's a lot of special rules on 1031 exchanges that you have to comply with in order to pull that off. But it can be done.
Okay, so the bare land which I have, where I could do work with somebody once the duplex was built on other land, then that builder would get my land.
In the exchange, you would swap that. Now, okay. The only detrimental thing is you would affect the amount of cost basis you'll have in the new property, because the gain that you defer on the sale of or on the exchange of your existing bare land, the gain sitting in there transfers into the new property. And in some cases, that can, you know, reduce your amount you can depreciate. But where what you're talking about is the builder would be building a structure for rent, and that would qualify for the depreciation. So, yeah, you can do that, but I would strongly urge you use a qualified intermediary to accommodate that.
So is that what I'm going to look for, a qualified intermediary?
Right.
Intermediary, yeah. You need somebody like that to cross your T's and dot your I's on this.
Okay, so I would potentially be able to swap my bare land that I've had since 1980 into a property to be built as a duplex, and then I wouldn't get the horrible tax thing. And when that was
right.
done, then there could be that swap.
Yeah. Now, just beware that if your property that you've owned since 1980 is worth $1 million, and then you swap into a duplex.
Yeah.
If you swap it into a duplex that only costs $650,000 mm-hmm. with the land,
we're
kind of trading down, and you would have capital gains on the amount of trade down.
Yeah, we are running out of time, so appreciate your call. Thank you so much, Walt. Any final? We got exactly a minute left. So how do we contact you?
Okay, you can reach me through Elevated Tax and Accounting's website, which is elevatedtax.com.
Gotcha.
And my phone number is area code 406-549-2288.
Walt, always a pleasure.
We'd love to help you.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day. Nick, what's coming up on tomorrow's show, sir?
Yeah, from 8 to 9, our guest will be Sam Forstag. He's a Democrat running for Montana's 1st Congressional District. And then from 9 to 10, our guest will be Tiff Roberts. He's the director of China Affairs at the Mansfield Center and lectures in political science and history at UM, and has obviously a vast knowledge about what's going on in China. So.
All right. And again, thanks to all of you for your calls this morning, and especially a big thanks to our friend Walt Caro, again from Elevated Tax and Accounting, for sharing his expertise. Get out there and make it a great day. We will see you tomorrow morning, bright and early at 8 o'clock, for another edition of Talkback. Till then, take care, everyone.